Speaking of germs, the swine flu, that's going to take out a lot of people this coming fall and
you
winter.
Think?
Oh, yeah.
People are speculating.
Well, they're basically saying the regular flu takes out a lot of people, and the swine flu will take out about twice as many.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So the numbers are going to be a bit up. But one school, where is it, on Long Island, they have a no-touching policy this coming year.
Oh.
They don't want the students touching each other.
Good luck there.
And they're hoping that will prevent the swine flu from spreading.
Yeah.
So, they're saying 90,000 people across the country could die from the swine flu this season.
And how many die from the flu?
I honestly heard close to 40.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, though. Maybe Dr. Steve or somebody else could help us out with that number. So, because when you hear 90,000, you're like, holy shit.
A lot of people.
But the regular flu takes out a lot of people every year.
Yeah, mostly people with those pre-existing conditions.
So.
Respiratory problems.
Yeah, but this school, hands off. They don't want you touching each other.
Yeah, they said they know they can't enforce it. Yeah, Glen Cove.
Community, okay. Their school system.
They said they can't really enforce it.
Of course not.
But it's just kind of a way to raise awareness, they said. Mm-hmm. And there's no real punishment. They're just going to tell the kids, like, hey, you know, don't do that. Just walk around fucking. just bend some girl over the lockers and
go to town.
Yeah, go to town and see what the teach says.
We got Bill in Brooklyn continuing with the unsanitary conditions out there. Bill?
Ooh.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hello, Bill.
I'm a cop in Manhattan, and there's a Grace the Pier on 6th Avenue and 8th Street, and a guy got stabbed in there, and he got stabbed in the leg, like a main artery, and the blood was clotty and chunky and on the floor, and they took this guy out, so they let the people in, and they start serving the people. So me and this other guy, we go, why don't you guys clean up before you let people in? So they're like, oh, very sorry, very sorry. And they go get a hose, start spraying the blood. The mist is going all over the hot dogs. And you hear it going on the grill, going, the little drops are hitting the grill. Everybody used to eat at this place, but after that, no more.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that.
Lunch out.
Thank you, Bill. Unbelievable.
Oh, come on. No, I just read that.
You read that one. Shane in Tennessee. Shane.
Good evening.
Hey, Shane.
Hey, I used to hang out in this pizzeria joint up in Jersey, and I swear to you, these two Irish bastards used to fuck the pizza dough before putting it in the oven.
Come on now.
I swear. I watched them do it.
You would watch them fucking pizza dough. Why would you even watch that? I'm calling shenanigans.
I swear to you, I didn't watch them do it all the time. The guy pulled it out, said, watch this. They fucked the dough and then continued to make pizza.
I kind of believe it, actually.
I have to call shenanigans.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve.
Oh.
Hello, boy. How many people die from the flu every year across America?
You're asking me statistics?
It's a flu. That's an easy one.
Several.
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 Well, they're saying 90,000 people could die across America from the swine flu this season.
All right. Well, let's go back to the worst flu pandemic that we know of, which was 1918.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there were 1.5 billion people in the world back then.
Looks like someone's computer just fired up.
Oh.
Mr. Google's on the
phone.
This
one I've got in my head, but the next statistic, I got to wait till Windows boots. But there was 1.5 billion people in the world back then, and a third of them got the flu. And of those third of them, 10% of them died. So you're talking 50 million people died.
Yeah, but that was, you know, then.
Okay, that's right. Yeah. That's
when you had rats for pets.
Yeah.
They didn't have, you know, they didn't even have the good newspapers back then to tell them that it was coming. You know, that was part of it. And so we didn't have the communication we have now. They didn't have antiviral medications. They didn't even have ventilators, you know.
Yeah.
So a lot of that probably wouldn't happen now. We wouldn't see this decimation of a third of a tenth of a third of the what it, shit of 30th.
you got the flu?
Looks like someone just woke up.
I mean, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So we wouldn't see that this time. But nobody, the thing that kills me about this whole sort of semi-panic that Fox News and some of the other media outlets have done, because I watch them and they go, and they've got this serious look on their face. You know, the pandemic's coming back, and it could be like 1918 because this happened once before. And, you know, that was one epidemic that we know about over hundreds of thousands of years. No one can predict what's going to happen with this. This could be the worst. This could be Captain Trips, or it could just be a bust just like it was last time. I mean, I feel it's very tragic for the people who died, but this was a very mild case of it.
Yeah.
First time around.
Yeah, and they're trying to say that, well, you know, it could get crazy, so.
It could. There's no question about it. But there's nothing that we know of that's saying that it will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing. No one can predict right now if this thing is going to turn bad. The only reason that it's in the news is because the CDC is trying to plan for the worst, which they, by God, should.
Yeah, what about vaccine?
Yeah, vaccine.
They're making them.
We won't have enough vaccine to vaccinate everybody.
But what about the important people like radio personalities and doctors?
That's right. Well, healthcare providers.
You're like first on the list.
We'll be first on the list because we're the ones that can spread it to everybody.
And then what, kids and?
Yeah.
Women and children first kind of a thing. God, men get fucked all the time on this. Jesus Christ. Give me the shot.
We won't have enough for everybody, but we may not need enough for everybody. It's just like when you've got a forest fire, you don't have to mow down the whole forest to put a stop to it. What you do need to do, though, is cut a swath through the forest and do, you know, a fire break. And if we can get enough people vaccinated so that we're not just spreading it exponentially through the population, you know, it would be enough. That's called herd immunity, and we just need to vaccinate enough people to
right. Dr. Steve, let me ask you something. How long have you been awake?
Shut up.
<he's...
laughs> you guys woke me up. Yeah. I'll admit it. God. This is what time I usually get up.
So sleep would be great.
Yeah, sleep is wonderful. No, you did fine for being woken up. Dreaming, and next thing you know, you're on with, I don't know, a million people.
Oh,
that's got to be a weird thing.
It is. Hey, the labels came for the new wine.
Oh, God. All right. I can't wait.
It's going to have a spot in my wine closet. Yes.
Is it made out of swine flu, your wine?
Yeah, put some of the vaccine in there.
Sweaty rags from swine flu victims. What's the secret ingredient?
It's cyst juice.
Yeah, that's what it was,
that's our
right?
Favorite,
cyst
right.
juice.
Right. Oh, boy.
You asshole.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, thank you for your knowledge.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Sir.
Go back to bed.
Yeah, I think be concerned, but don't be panicking yet. That's the whole thing with this.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, doctor.
There he goes. Dr. Steve's going back to bed.
Like I said, don't be concerned yet. Like, well, we might.